Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Good morning, Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a study about a drug that could save thousands of lives, and it's relatively cheap.
That's right, and this is actually quite an interesting study and very important one. This was a British study that comprised 20,000 trauma patients from 40 countries around the world. And the question they were asking is, can a medication that's used commonly for women who have heavy bleedings during their periods, a medication that's called tranexamic acid or cyclocapron, used very effectively to slow down bleeding and obviously reduce blood loss. In this case, 20,000 patients, trauma patients randomized with 20,000 other patients who didn't have the trauma, and they compared 20,000 patients who received either randomized into receiving the drug or not receiving the drug after injury. And what they were looking for is whether people would have death after 4 weeks after being in hospital, or whether there was bleeding-related mortality, that is, they hemorrhaged so much that they died, and whether some received transfusions or not. And they found throughout this study, and quite remarkably through this group, there were less people who died after 4 weeks. In fact, the reduction was about 14.5% of people had less injury or less dying versus those that were receiving the placebo. So the numbers were 1,400 out of 10,000 died with the taking the drug versus about 1,600 over 10,000 that died who received a placebo. So, and 93 had less blood transfusions. What they're finding, though, is that because the drug is so inexpensive, didn't have very many side effects afterwards, that it is a cheap way to reduce the risk of death from bleeding, reduce the number of transfusions, and reduce all-cause mortality by about 10%, meaning that people didn't die from other causes 10% of the time. And they're estimating that worldwide, they could save about 100,000 lives a year from traumas, because these are very similar to surgeries where tissue gets damaged, you have inflammation, you have bleeding. So in effect, they are recommending now to the World Health Organization that it be applied to the list of essential medicines for the treatment of trauma. So a very cheap way to do things and very effective way to do it as well.
And it's called?
Tranexamic acid. Cyclocapron is the brand name, but it's a generic medication now. Tranexamic acid. And it's published in The Lancet, and it'll be on my website with the links to go to that study and also see the commentary about it.
And they commonly call it TXA, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Dr. Barry Dworkin, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.